This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Hanley. The University of New Hampshire School of Law in Concord is the scene today for a conference on combating human trafficking. Corey Smith, an adjunct professor at the university, says human trafficking happens everywhere, including here in New Hampshire, and will be one of the moderators at today's event. Corey Smith joins us on the phone now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Corey, this conference comes as legislation is pending in Concord to strengthen protections for victims of human trafficking. Let's define what trafficking is and what that legislation would do.
Sex trafficking is defined as a commercial sex act that's induced by force, fraud, or coercion, or when the person induced to perform the act has not attained the age of 18. And then labor trafficking is also the recruitment, harboring, transportation, or obtaining of a person for labor services through force, fraud, or coercion. And what the New Hampshire legislation seeks to do, one, it allows a civil remedy for victims of trafficking to sue his or her trafficker for damages as a result of the trafficking. Obviously, these experiences are extremely traumatic, a lot of physical and psychological trauma that can go on for years. This is a way also to have accountability for the traffickers. It also eliminates the requirement of coercion for children that are victims of sex trafficking. And then just one other provision I would mention then is a provision that allows victims to vacate a conviction that may be related to the prostitution of the victim.
So this is, in essence, this is trying to make sure that victims feel they can come forward, they can testify against their traffickers and have less worry about repercussions for their own lives.
Yes. It also helps law enforcement. Keep in mind, this is estimated at a $32 billion industry globally. With those kind of profits come extremely sophisticated trafficking networks. And so we need to help victims, survivor aftercare, and law enforcement with tools that they need to combat trafficking.
So let's talk about the scope of the problem. What is the scope of the problem here in the U.S.?
The estimate is between 14,500 and 17,500 people are trafficked into the United States each year. That estimate comes from the CIA. There's an estimate of 100,000 children are forced into prostitution and sex trafficking each year. That's from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. It's a huge problem, a significant problem. Drilling down to New Hampshire, we have a national hotline that is ran by the Polaris Project. That hotline has received over 100 calls and tips for trafficking in the state of New Hampshire in the last few years. The second case that was prosecuted under the new federal law in 2000, the Trafficking Victim Protection Act, was prosecuted in Litchfield, New Hampshire. That involved the tree removal service and the labor trafficking of four Jamaican men. And then just last month, a case that received national attention involved a runaway child, a girl that was 15 years old from Massachusetts. The columnist, Nick Kristoff, was contacted by the parents. He looked online, spent several hours researching online sex ads, including Backpage.com. In a matter of hours, he located her for sale for sex in four states in New England. He turned that information over to law enforcement. A short while later, law enforcement raided a hotel in Salem, New Hampshire, rescued the 15-year-old girl, and arrested the trafficker that was holding her there.
What's the aim of this particular conference today? Is it to raise awareness? Is it to talk about law enforcement? Is it a call for more financing? What is the aim of the conference?
This conference is unique in that it's led by trafficking survivors. There will be, I think, around seven human trafficking survivors from all across the United States. They come from all forms of trafficking, sex and labor, child and adult, U.S. citizen and immigrant. And who better knows how to combat the trafficker, how to provide better victim services, how to do the best survivor aftercare than victims of trafficking. There will be speakers from the New Hampshire Department of Justice, which has done a great job on this issue. There will also be law enforcement, social workers, NGOs, and the New Hampshire Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence has partnered with the law school on this important conference.